The fourth category is the strongest of the four forces, the strong nuclear force. This is another force with which we don't have direct contact, but it is the force that holds most of our everyday world together. It is responsible for binding the quarks together inside the proton and neutron, and for holding the protons and neutrons together in the nucleus of an atom. Without the strong force, the electric repulsion between the positively charged protons would blow apart every atomic nucleus in the universe except those of hydrogen gas, whose nuclei consist of single protons. It is believed that this force is carried by a particle called the gluon, which interacts only with itself and with the quarks. The success of the unification of the electromagnetic and weak nuclear forces led to a number of attempts to combine these two forces with strong nuclear force into what is called a grand unified theory. This title is rather an exaggeration. The resultant theories are not all that grand, nor are they fully unified, as they do not include gravity. They are also not really complete theories, because they contain a number of parameters whose values cannot be predicted from the theory, but have to be chosen to fit in with experiment. Nevertheless, they may be a step toward a complete, fully unified theory. The main difficulty in finding a theory that unifies gravity with the other forces is that the theory of gravity, general relativity, is the only one that is not a quantum theory. It does not take into account the uncertainty principle. Yet because the partial theories of the other forces depend on quantum mechanics in an essential way, unifying gravity with the other theories would require finding a way to incorporate that principle into general relativity. But no one has yet been able to come up with a quantum theory of gravity. The reason a quantum theory of gravity has proven so hard to create has to do with the fact that the uncertainty principle means that even empty space is filled with pairs of virtual particles and antiparticles. If it weren't, if empty space were really completely empty, that would mean that all the fields, such as the gravitational and electromagnetic fields, would have to be exactly zero. However, the value of a field and its rate of change with time are like the position and velocity, i.e. change of position, of a particle. The uncertainty principle implies that the more accurately one knows one of these quantities, the less accurately one can know the other. So if a field in empty space were fixed at exactly zero, then it would have both a precise value, zero, and a precise rate of change, also zero, in violation of that principle. Thus, there must be a certain minimum amount of uncertainty or quantum fluctuations in the value of the field. One can think of these fluctuations as pairs of particles that appear together at some time, move apart, and then come together again and annihilate each other. They are virtual particles, like the particles that carry the forces. Unlike real particles, they cannot be observed directly with a particle detector. However, their indirect effects, such as small changes in the energy of electron orbits, can be measured. And these data agree with the theoretical predictions to a remarkable degree of accuracy. In the case of fluctuations of the electromagnetic field, these particles are virtual photons. And in the case of fluctuations of the gravitational field, they are virtual gravitons. In the case of fluctuations of the weak and strong force fields, however, the virtual pairs are pairs of matter particles, such as electrons or quarks, and their antiparticles. The problem is that the virtual particles have energy. In fact, because there are an infinite number of virtual pairs, they would have an infinite amount of energy and therefore, by Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared, they would have an infinite amount of mass. According to general relativity, this means that their gravity would curve the universe to an infinitely small size. That obviously does not happen. Similar seemingly absurd infinities occur in the other partial theories, those of the strong, weak, and electromagnetic forces. But in all these cases, a process called renormalization can remove the infinities, which is why we have been able to create quantum theories of those forces. Renormalization involves introducing new infinities that have the effect of canceling the infinities that arise in the theory. However, they need not cancel exactly. We can choose the new infinities so as to leave small remainders. These small remainders are called the renormalized quantities in the theory.